Chapter 50, in which our heroes become honorary Ewoks. Back in the hut, C-3PO has finished his story. Chief Chirpa and his two best hunters, Tebow and Asha, are deep in discussion. Logray, the village shaman, tries to interrupt, which makes Asha growl and bare her teeth. But Chirpa stops her and lets Logray speak his mind. There's no need for us to get into a lot of Ewok politics now, but it's really a delicate business. C-3PO's story has inspired Chief Chirpa to aid the rebels, but Logray has a different response. As a shaman, his first concern is the safety of the tribe. He thinks the Ewoks should stay out of matters that are obviously much bigger than themselves. Only with Tebow's and Asha's support is Chirpa able to overrule Logray. The shaman doesn't take it well and shakes his holy sticks and stones in frustration. But when Chirpa makes his announcement and the whole village cheers, even Logray is caught up in the excitement. The Ewoks are ready to free their forest and help free the galaxy too, even if they have only a vague idea what a galaxy is.
Mish chi hivalg,
Chirpa decrees.
Oh!
The Ewoks respond, and then begin waving spears, banging drums, and attempting to embrace Chewbacca and Han.
Wonderful!
Exclaims C-3PO.
We are now part of the tribe.
Just what I always wanted,
says Han, as Wicket clings to his leg. Groans Chewie, as he tries to disentangle himself from all the little furry hugs.
Well, short help is better than no help at all, Chewie.
With C-3PO translating, Han and the Ewoks agree to set out for the shield generator first thing in the morning. Hopefully the rest of the strike team will be waiting for them there, and then it'll be all over but the shooting, thinks Han, as he stretches out on the floor of Tebow's hut. Best to get some sleep first.